bruises, but you know, they're playing hard just to make sure you prevent injury, or you know, how do you?
You know, that's the catch 22 of coaching, whether it's off season, you know, training camp, in season. You know, it's just trying to get get your team ready, except make sure you have enough people left to be ready. So, you know, that's a fine line no matter what time of the year. And, you know, injuries are part of the game in the game of football.
Jeff, how do you think your running backs are taking advantage of the opportunities with, you know, Willis not here and Noshon on the men?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we got two young guys, obviously, you know, Ball that we just drafted, and, of course, Ronnie Hillman from a year ago. You know, Noshon picked up his reps today, so he's, you know, we're bringing that along, you know, I think smartly. Our medical people are doing an outstanding job, and, you know, they're all taking advantage of it. You know, it's a competitive position, and, you know, we've got some youth there that, you know, guys are taking advantage of those reps.
What's the DRC give you guys, that corner?
Well, I did him coming out. He's a tremendous athlete. You know, he's on his third team now, both with, you know, with Arizona and Philly being the prior teams. And, you know, but he's got tremendous ability, and he's I've really liked what I've seen from him thus far, both, you know, on and off the field.
Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie has always been fast. Do you think he's building his confidence back up here in Denver?
Yeah, you know, I think with everybody, just, you know, it takes time. You know, it's a very competitive game played by competitive people, and, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, I can only speak for what little time we've had him here at the Broncos. But I like the way he's hungry. I like the way he's going about his business. And, you know, I think we've got a pretty good group to look at and to see how to do it at a high level in this game.
What has Jacob Hester done that's made an impression on you guys?
Yeah, you know, I thought he did a tremendous job. You know, we picked him up, you know, during the season a year ago. And, you know, he's kind of a tweener type of guy. He can play fullback and tailback. He brings you, you know, in a one-back offense, he gives you a pretty good, you know, hard, thick running style as far as, you know, at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he's smart. He knows protections. He's got good hands. So he's, you know, I think he's been a tremendous addition for us.
When you run those situational, those drills going down, do you like seeing both sides getting so competitive, don't want to let the other side score?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's, again, you know, you expect them to compete. You want them to be smart because, you know, it's their teammates, and, you know, you want to try to prevent any, you know, unnecessary collisions. And, you know, we save that for when you play opponents. So it's a fine line, and but they're good guys, and they understand how to go about it.
Did you like seeing Greg Orton's catch at the end for the second team?
Yeah, I mean, it's always what I say at the end is Broncos win, you know. So it's, you know, it's offense, defense, and they're both competitive. But at the end of the day, we care about us getting better.
Coach, now that we're a few weeks in, what's the biggest differences you've seen in Ronnie Hillman from last year to this year?
You know, it's just, you know, knowing the game. You know, it's a different, it's a level jump. It's like any freshman out of high school going to major college football. It's, you know, it's a change of, you know, height, weight, speed of the game. And, you know, I think he's still probably, you know, younger than the rookies we drafted this year. So, you know, I like the way he's gone about it. I think he, you know, improved quite a bit throughout the year a year ago, and I see him take off from that this year.
Coach, what did you see out of Ben Garland?
Well, I think, you know, he's a tremendous young man. You know, I think he's been trained by, you know, maybe the best leadership there is in the world. So, you know, he's a guy that's smart and tough. He'll run through a wall for you. And, you know, I think it gives him a great opportunity. He, you know, is smart, and the O-line coaches are very pleased with his progress thus far.